You mean to tell me you don't have an Art Scroll Siddur? No wonder you have trouble following the prayer service. Take advantage of Art Scroll's 33rd anniversary sale, where all Siddurim and Chumashim are 33% off. For instance, an English-Hebrew prayer book with detailed footnotes in English, interlinear format, and more. 33rd anniversary, 33% off. That's Art Scroll Books on the web at www.artscroll.com/arutz. Art Scroll Books. Point, click, learn.
Okay, welcome to the Beat here on IsraelNationalRadio.com. I'm your host, Benjamin Bresky. Today is Tuesday, February 24th, 2009. It's a little after 5 p.m. here in Israel. And this week we have an interview with Wolf Krakowski, who has a series of Yiddish albums, and he's going to describe them for us. Wolf, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
I was about to call them Yiddish rock albums, and then I stopped because, well, why don't you tell us, you know, what you call your music exactly?
Well, Yiddish rock would not be incorrect. They incorporate many world styles, predominantly you know, Americana, you might say, but everything you know, comes out of and is infused with Yiddish mamaloshin, and the songs, be they folk, theater, you know, pop, or you know, Holocaust material, they've all been reanimated, as it were, through my versions of them and my arrangements and instrumentation of this Yiddish material. So Yiddish rock, Yiddish, I call it Yiddish world music. It encompasses a little more true.
Okay, let's play the song Shabbos Shabbos. It's from your album Transmigrations. That's does the word transmigrations kind of describe what you were just saying there?
Yes, that is part of it, to be sure. That let's say briefly that these songs, which born for the most part in Eastern Europe, and transmigrate. They did reincarnate over here, and and they found themselves dressed up as rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country rock, and in the case of Shabbos Shabbos, reggae.
Okay, here's Shabbos Shabbos by Wolf Krakowski.
Shabbos, 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 Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Soll sein jeden Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Shabbos soll sein, Shabbos soll sein. Shabbos auf der ganzen Welt. Yontif, 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 Yontif. Soll sein jeden Yontif. Yontif soll sein, Yontif soll sein. Yontif auf der ganzen Welt. Shulim, 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 shulim. Zol zan yidin shulim.
Shulim,
zol zan, shulim, zol zan. Shulim auf der ganzen Welt. Freiheit, Freiheit, Freiheit.
Freiheit
soll sein jeden Freiheit.
Freiheit,
Freiheit soll sein, Freiheit soll sein, Freiheit auf der ganzen Welt. Shabbos, 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 Shabbos.
Shabbos
soll sein jeden Shabbos.
Shabbos,
Shabbos soll sein, Shabbos soll sein, Shabbos auf der ganzen Welt. Schulen
soll sein,
Jantif
soll sein,
Freilich
soll sein,
Lichtif
soll sein,
Rachmunis
soll sein,
Schabbos auf der ganzen Welt.
Okay, that's Shabbos Shabbos by Wolf Krakowski. Wolf, what's kind of the reaction of people when you perform this material, and who's out there in the audience, or who's
it buying? Cuts across cultural and generational lines. Of course, I'm asked to perform at a lot, Jewish related venues and events, but as I mentioned, it cuts across cultural and generational lines, it's rooted in Mamaloshen in Yiddish. A lot of people who understand Yiddish and those who come from families that spoke this language, it's an instant connection. And people just like a good rockin' tune, no matter what culture or language specifically it might represent, also like this music.
Any interesting things happen at a concert or anything?
Oh boy, I don't know. Nothing really comes to mind. The concerts are so much, in the moment, they're just so focused and so intense. To perform them, to perform the material with, conviction and, to hit all the cues. There's usually, there's 9 of us on stage, I'm more in the moment, like that, but, strong reactions from the audience, of course, always, snap one to attention, and people scream and holler, and they get up and dance and this sort of thing.
Let's play this song. This song, Freeling. Did I pronounce it correctly?
Yeah, Freeling would be springtime.
I'm not so fluent in Yiddish, if you can tell.
Okay, quickly. 2008 marked the. We've been the centennial of the birth of the composer Shmerka Katchiginsky. Shmerka Katchiginsky was a very remarkable man in the days of World War II in the Vilna, Lithuania area. He was a partisan and had a lot to do with the rescuing a lot of East European cultural treasures, the YIVO material, which ended up in New York City, had a lot to do with that. And all through the war, too, he collected songs, translated songs, and wrote songs. And the song in question, Freeling, was written for his wife. Her name was Barbara Kaufman. She came from Krakow. She was captured and murdered by the Nazis, and he wrote this greatest of love songs for her, Freeling.
Okay, let's hear this and then we'll talk more to Wolf Krakowski.
Ich blonde in Ghetto. In Gessel zu Gessel kenn ich gefinnen kein Ort. Nicht, du ist mein Liebe, wie trübt mir ein Haribe. Menschen suchen ja fort. Es lacht auf mein Heimat, der Himmel, der Bläue. Wo je hab ich jetzt der Fin? Ich steig wie ein Bettle, bei jedem Teuer. Bettle ein bisschen sehen. Frühling, nehmt sie mein Treuer. Bring mein Liebste, mein Treuer zurück. Frühling, auf deine Fliegelbläue. Und nimm mein Herz mit. Und gib es auf mein Glück. Frühling, auf deine Fliegelbläue. Und nimm mein Herz mit. Und gib es auf mein Glück. Ich geh zu der Arbeit, fahr bei ins Stiebel, in Treue der teuer vermacht. Der Tugatze Helde, de Blimen verwelkte, seit Janin verzeih es auch Nacht. Von Nacht auf zurückweg, es neuet der Treue, und du hast die Liebste gewahrt. Und du in dem Schuten, noch kennt ihr dein Trott, es wächst, küschen mich lieblich und zart. Frühling.
Okay, we're listening to Wolf Krakowski. You have two albums both released on the Tzadik record label, which is the record label of John Zorn, who's rather well known. One is called Transmigration's Gilgul, and the other one is called Goral Destiny. And this particular song, Freeling, is from a newly released album from this year called A Rough Guide to the Klezmer Revolution.
Right.
So, you know, in the liner notes to your albums, you have little bios on the people that wrote the songs, like what you described the song we just listened to. How did you dig these people up, you know, and how did you how did you decide on what songs? Because these are some really dramatic, like, powerful things, you know, that I personally never heard of before.
Oh, well, you know, they're our legacy. These people, you know, they wrote or recorded or whatever, and they often did so in a context that was not like, you know, not like our modern world where there's a music business and, you know, a lot of promotion and whatnot, but the material was created, fortunately, it still, you know, it exists, however it may be, tucked away, you know, in the shelf or an archive, in a collection somewhere. But, for me, this is, basically, you know, it's been part of my, that's my cultural landscape, and this stuff has come to me, over time from various sources, to where I inhabit this stuff, and it in turn percolates inside, within, and nurtures, my creativity, and allows me to, express myself.
Now, what about your personal history? You also kind of you're not actually a Holocaust survivor, are you? But you're. Why don't you tell us a little about your kind of personal history?
I was born not long after the end of the Second World War. My parents were Polish Jews who had survived in Russia, and they were being smuggled to Palestine when my mom was pregnant with me, and they were arrested in Italy and deported to an Austrian refugee camp where I was born. We were there a short time, and we were taken in by Sweden. And then later, we found our way to Canada, where we had a cousin, and I went to school and grew up there, mostly. And since mid-80s, around there, I've been living in Massachusetts, in the United States.
And rocking out in Yiddish, I guess.
Yeah. I'm still blessed with the ability and the opportunity to rock out at my rather advanced geezerdom. So, that's the...
I wanted to play some more songs. How about this Tata Mama? Any?
Yeah, that's a good one. There's nothing like the Yiddish to express the fragility and tenderness and, you know, sadness of our life. And this one, Tata Mama, from a great, late, great Yiddish superstar, Ben Zion Wittler.
Okay.
A Pusterchulim is das ganze Leben. In nun an Inhalt läuft es bei uns schnell. Jeder strebt die Zeit so etwas geben. Das Glück war schwindfer auf den Schwell. Aber nach wie ärger ist ein Mensch das Leben, wenn's blondet seine Schimmer wie Stalin. So was das Leben, im Glück in Streben, erstickt den Hals mir a Gewein. Tate Mame, getreien, ob mir mein Jugend gezartelt in Versieg, sei Herz zerstochen, sei Heim zerbrochen, gemacht Schand und Spott. In sein Leben sei vermisst. Gehat am Ula Heimweg bin geboren. Eltern balbatische Gewein. Nicht du schon mehr verfallen als verloren. Geblieben bin ich eben wie ein Stein. Zu wusche teut mir jetzt das Arm in Leben. Wer kennt mich, du Verstein? So was das Leben, im Glück und Streben, es steckt den Hals mir a Gewein. Gewein zusammen.
Okay, we have a couple more minutes before the end of this half of The Beat, Israel National Radio. Now, Wolf, do you write the music to this, or what?
No, I just, but you know, basically, you know, arrange and, you know, instrumentalize. I try to stick true to you know, the original. You know, words and melodies when they are, you know, fixed by you know, by a writer. If it's straight out folk material, I might allow myself some additional lyrics. But other than that, I don't tamper with it. I stay true to it as I, you know, as I see it. You know, I I enhance, let's say, the song and personalize it, you know, with my own instrumentation an arrangement. But I'm not, writing anything. It's already there.
Yeah. Last question. In the letter you wrote to me, you said something funny. You said something like, I want to give the audio finger to the Nazis.
Well, yeah, it's basically, it gives me a certain degree of satisfaction to be able to perform Yiddish and to have to know that it does go out over the airwaves occasionally, given, you know, the history of, you know, my family and, you know, their community and, you know, the all-out, you know, war of destruction, you know, on this language and, you know, the people that spoke it. So, when someone like yourself, you know, broadcasts this music, I get a degree of satisfaction from, you know, from that, and you know, flipping off the Nazis.
Well, we've been talking to Wolf Krakowski, and for more information, your website?
www.kamea.com.
Okay, thank you very much for coming on with us. I'm going to close with Jewish food.
Thank you very much for having me on the show. Shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
Barnish gibt mit Käse, mit Bitte. Ob Schwiesto könnte geben, mir man Mitte. Am Milch dicken zu, mit Milch ich bin Begel, ich bin Wein bei Saffel, ich bin mit Jingel, ich bin Mädel, ich bin Schindelkuchen, ihr seid mein Zuhren. Die Mama hat gekocht, mir den gebracht. Will kein Blut nicht vergessen. Geschmack auf ein, das Essen. Gewürzte Fische, Fische, Fischer. Mit Lockschelech, Ajoch, mit Pastrome. Hab ich nicht schon mal gegeben mit der Mama. Alle hier noch holen, in gewürzte Fisch. Bei dem hab ich gestackt,
Mom, can I have a cookie?
Okay, maybe just one, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. Hey, they're all gone.
What do you mean, no more cookies?
Who took the last one? Mom?
Gili's Goodies, the best home-baked cookies, cakes, and pies in Israel. This Purim, send a Gili's Goodies care package to an Israeli soldier. Just go to gilisgoodies.com. That's G-I-L-I-S, goodies.com. Gili's Goodies. So good, they're gone.
Just because you're getting older doesn't mean you have to stop being active. Frequent trips to the bathroom are a thing of the past with Priso Branda Puntamol, the miracle development from Israel's cactus flower. If you are a man suffering from prostate or urinary problems, or a woman suffering from incontinence or cystitis, Priso can help with its natural remedy made from their puncha flower. Don't just suffer, get Priso. It really helps. For more information, visit priso.com. That's P-R-I-S-S-O.com.
Okay, welcome back to The Beat here on IsraelNationalRadio.com. It is the first of the month of Adar. Adar is the holiday in which Purim occurs, and on the bus today, on my way to the radio station, I saw little kids already in their Purim costumes. Purim hasn't even started yet, but they're already selling Purim costumes in stores, and I guess schools are doing little first of the month of Adar things, and we're going to hit our poetry reading. It looks like it's working out with my request for poetry submissions, which is what I want. I want random people out there listening to send me your poetry, and then I'll call you on the phone and read them, have you read them over the air. And this is Ephraim from New York with a little bit of Purim poetry.
All right, this poem is for Purim. It's called Mordecai's Day at the Beach. The brightness of your surf sings in that place of my soul where the past rides the wave of the future. Automatic men in my memory smile at the beauty of this hidden beach of stone. It's been a long time since I've been home among the noisemakers, drowning out the name of our malicious enemy of long ago. I can feel the first nigun of my rebirth welling up in my chest. Closed eyes rocking around the far-bringing table. Wine and stronger push us to our dancing feet and swinging arms to enlighten our celebration of knowing no difference between good and evil, a confirmation of our confusion only the knowledge of Hashem can assuage. And also a poem for Pesach is called It's Gila Day. Wake up! The day marches on. It's Gila Day. We're free, redeemed of our slavery to our restrictions. It's Gila Day. Pack your belongings. Pack their gifts. There's a perilous road home just outside these gates. Don't be afraid. Hashem's will and wisdom is your guiding hand. The terrain is rough, filled with pits, Amalekis, and broken glass. We will make it together, together with Him. It's Gila Day. Our freedom to perform mitzvahs is our freedom from the ties that bind. Hurry, hurry, while the soul of the animal within has time to protest. Now is the time to free ourselves of the chumets that inflate the everyday. We need to be flat, nullified, moldable, for the love of God to answer us like our only breath. It's Gila Day. A taste doesn't need to be bitter anymore. Tonight our tears can be as sweet as the four cups of joy we drink. It's Gila Day. This is Ephraim Levinson from Forest Hills, New York. My book is titled Dances with Tears and is available on Poets Wear Prada Press. For more information, you can email me at inkbreath, I-N-K-B-R-E-A-T-H, at yahoo.com.
Okay, and if you have a poem of Jewish and or Israeli content, you can email me at bbreski@israelnationalradio.com. I want to give a chance to all you amateur and maybe published poets out there that don't usually get a chance to express yourselves. bbreski@israelnationalradio.com. Okay, we're going to do the CD giveaway trivia question of the week. Here we go. If you know what this is, email me and you will win a free CD. And I hope this brings a little smile to your face. You might have to live in Israel to get what this is. Okay, I took the time to record that, And someone better email me and guess what it is. bbreski@israelnationalradio.com. I take the time to do amateur recordings and no one emails me? Come on, you have to know what this is. Come on. This is so easy. Okay, anyways, let's get back into the Purim spirit of things. Actually, not. I was looking for Purim music, and instead I saw a CD called Danny Golan, and I forewent the Purim CD because this guy rocks. Listen to him.
Zima les chok pinu, ul shonenu rina. Zima les chok pinu, azori bedima, berina ikzoru. Azori bedima, berina ikzoru. Azori bedima, berina ikzoru. Azori bedima, berina ikzoru. Shira malot, veshuv Hashem shivat Zion. Shira Malot Veshuv Hashem Shiva Tzion Veshuv Hashem Shiva Tzion Hayinu Keholim Az Ima Leshot Pinu
Ima Leshot Pinu
Ulshoneinu Rina
Ulshoneinu Rina
Az Ima Leshot Pinu Azori Bedima Berina Ikzoru Azori Bedima Berina Ikzoru אז אם על השחוק פינו
אם על השחוק פינו
ולשוננו רינה
ולשוננו רינה
אז אם על השחוק פינו אז הורים בדימה ורינה יקצורו 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 שיר המעלות ושוב השם שוב הציון אז אם על השחוק פינו ולשוננו רינה אז אם על השחוק פינו אז הורים בדימה ברינה יקצורו אז הורים בדימה ברינה יקצורו אז הורים בדימה ברינה יקצורו
You're listening to The Beat on IsraelNationalRadio.com. My name is Benjamin Breski, and for more information on my show, you can go to www.IsraelNationalRadio.com and click on My Square. I have my archives and my blog right there. You can check it out. Here's a little more music.
ובחוצות ירושלים עוד משם בערי יהודה ובחוצות ירושלים כל ששון וכל שמחה כל חתן וכל כלה בחוצות ירושלים עוד נשמע בערי יהודה ובחוצות ירושלים כל ששון וכל שמחה כל חתן וכל דלה ירושלים עוד נשמע בערי יהודה ובחוצות ירושלים כל ששון וכל שמחה כל חתן וכל כלה
Okay, that was a new group with a kind of a strange name. It's called Nigoons and Clapping of the Hands. Actually, I think that's the name of the album. The name of the performer is Avishai Amitur. But that says, Avishai Amitur in little small letters, and in big letters on the cover it says Nigoons and Clapping of the Hands. Sounds pretty cool. You can email me and let me know what you think. Okay, not only is it the first of Adar today, but it's also the inauguration of the new Knesset. And I'm going to play kind of a funny song. This is an election campaign commercial for Benjamin Netanyahu. Not that I'm promoting Benjamin Netanyahu. You know, this is a music show, not a politics show. But this song is so awesome. I just had to share it with you. This is Shy 360 with BBB.
חיתות קדימה רק בנסיגה BBB הכי חזק בביטחון בזמן שלבני מגמגמת ומנהיג את המון זה נכון ההבדל בינו לבין איבט לביבי קבלות ואיבט הסניאת סיפי מיותר בכלל לשאול הרי כולם כבר יודעים שעלייך זה גדול אז בלה 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 דיבורים בלי עשייה מה עשית כל השנים בממשלה שבעה משרדים מה התוצאה ניהול מדינה זה לא ניסוי ותהיה סחטן בזכותכם חמאס בשלטון אז תרימו את הדגל ותשאירו את ההמנון
Okay. Okay, so I guess Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu is our new prime minister starting today. At least I think so, because you never know what the technician is shaking his head. You never know, do you? But they are inaugurating someone today, aren't they? The new Knesset members. Who's going to be the leader of the new Knesset? We don't know. Okay, anyways, on my blog, in the interest of fairness, I have the election promos for some of the other parties that ran, and if you go to IsraelNationalNews.com and click on blogs at the top, I am Israel Beat, and it's a couple blogs old already. I had a little mini election to see whose campaign jingle was the coolest. Actually, no one voted for this one. Anyways, you're listening to IsraelNationalRadio.com. Let's get into something a little different. This is Amir Eliyahu. Okay, a little Mizrahi music for you. That was Amir Eliyahu going out to Meira. Also, that kind of a smooth, groovy song we played a couple songs back was a new singer named Edo Fortal. You're listening to IsraelNationalRadio.com. I'm your host, Benjamin Bresky. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
אנשים שונים ומיוחדים יש אחד With Passover approaching, Tour Plus is offering the English-speaking public a fantastic experience in Israel's leading hotels. Tour Plus has an excellent reputation. We pay special attention to kashrut standards, providing glatt mahadrin kosher food and shmura matzah in each hotel. Visit us online at www.tourplus.co.il and click on the English button at the top. That's www.tourplus.co.il. Tour Plus, for the complete vacation.
This is Yehuda Cohen of The Struggle. They don't want you to hear what we have to say. Israel National Radio, the only independent news network in the Middle East. They want you to believe what you see on CNN and BBC and Fox News. They're trying to shut us down and we need your help. So please, go to IsraelNationalRadio.com. Top of the page, you'll find a Support Us button. Click on it and give a little something to Israel National Radio.